prevalent leaves at the time. You know, if it's developed in the 60s, did anybody even know what a condo plat was in the 60s in Taney County? Do you understand my point? So the times dictate what's going to happen. It's a demand. It's an economic consequence. So if the demand is nightly rental, how many projects do you have in here tonight that are nightly rental? All of them, right? There you go. So you're going to see nightly rental development. It's what the market wants. So developers just respond to a market demand. You're not going to sell chickens if people want pork, right? I mean, it's that. So and at that time, that was what was being developed. It was a lot of tract subdivision, land sales, all that stuff in the 60s.
Anything? Somebody's got to have enough information to make a motion on this.
I think a person should be able to do anything they want to at their property, as long as they don't injure their neighbor. And then somebody has to decide whether or not the neighbor is injured. You know, this is a planning commission. It's not a democracy. It is when we vote. But because 190 people don't like the idea and you do, doesn't mean we're not going to support it. I just see a commercial development right there at the entrance to what's been a residential subdivision. And it's my opinion, and you're welcome to disagree with me, it's my opinion that if we approve that, it's going to injure your neighbor. And so that's where I'm at, brother.
So does the boat storage place at 165 or 265 have an access on the Dale?
No.
I don't know.
Legally, no.
We need to come up with, we've been talking as a commission, we need to either for or against or ask other questions of the applicant, or I think we've heard a lot from citizens that have taken their time to come out. The applicant has given a good presentation on why he believes it should be allowed, so it's up to us to make a decision one way or the other.
I would move to decline the application based on the compatibility of the residential area and the impact of traffic and the egress and ingress of Dale seems a little bit limiting.
Okay, we do have a motion to deny the application based on compatibility and traffic, right? Ingress, egress. Do we have a second?
I'll second his motion.
The motion and a second. Do we have any further discussion? No further discussion. All those in favor of denying the application, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So it's 5-1.
Okay.
Same deal, Mike. You know the process. Okay, everybody that's here. So the application was denied as presented. So everyone that's here for that can go ahead and venture out if you'd like. Thank you for coming out and speaking.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do we have to do a motion for that? Or
thank you.
Just,
thank you.
Scott, do we have to make a motion to do a 5-minute recess, or can I just say 5 minutes?
I wouldn't think so while this is all shuffling.
Okay. Let's take a 5-minute recess.
Yeah, it's going to take them a little while to go in and out.
Interesting.
So, Mike, what else do you have?
I have Thunderhead. Is it Thunderhead 2?
I feel like.
Fortunately, there's no bummer comment on that.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
Okay, we are going to move on to Newton Lake Bluff LLC, a nightly rental use at Lot 18, located at 390 Newton Road, Ridgedale.
Okay, case number 20-025, Newton Lake Bluff LLC, seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit for a second four-bedroom single-family home to be used for nightly rental, be located at 390 Newton Road, Ridgedale. Per the assessor's information, the size of three lots combined for tax purposes by the assessor is 210 feet by 125, irregular in size, with an existing single-family home being used as a nightly rental. With special use permit number 1514 approved June 15th, 2015. Lot 18 is platted as a 100 by 125 foot lot. The total property is in Long Point subdivision, lots number 20, 19, and 18. The property will be served by private well for water and on-site septic system for wastewater, permitted through the Taney County Environmental Services Department. Adjoining property uses are listed as follows: north, Corps of Engineers Table Rock Lake; east is a vacant lot; west of the Corps of Engineers Table Rock Lake, and south is a 1.6-acre parcel with a shop building. This project received a total score of 2 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. This is at the end of Tate Road. It turns into Newton, and I'll go to our beacon to orient you, which I can real quick if it'll help. I'll zoom out. Tate Road intersects 86 Highway, take Tate all the way to the end, and it's at the very end of Tate Road. Here's our three lots, 18, 19, 20. This is the home that's approved with permit number 1514. Just zooming out to give you a little more location, Long Creek Bridge. So we've had some others. The Planning Commission has approved this home recently, and the one that we've mentioned, all with special use nightly rental permit. I did take just a few photos of this parcel.